Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our beloved listener. Hope you are having fun flowing in the divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, remember this is our free subscription to merge ourselves as often as we wish, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in love, joy, peace, and compassion, to keep us charged up so we can deal with our daily challenges the most effective way, the most objective way. And this is our birthright, and we are here live, repeatedly reminding ourselves and every one of you wonderful listeners globally that jump on the wagon, take advantage of your birthright, and you owe nothing to anybody in order to take advantage of your birthright. We also have a surprise visit. I believe Marilyn is online with us.
Hey.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for inviting me. Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. Right when the show was about to start, I saw this number showing up, and I thought, the area code sounds familiar. It's 760, so that would probably be Marilyn who just joined us. So as I was talking, I just brought you online, so I was hoping you're not going to make a bunch of weird noises since you don't know you're online.
That would be bad.
It's like, go get that, go get this.
No, I'm by myself. No one is here to order around.
You kicked everybody out, huh?
That's right. I'm all by myself.
Of course, our listeners are used to it. You know, sometimes when, you know, we did some of the podcasts, because these are all live podcasts and there is no editing going on. And, you know, 2-3 years ago and a while back when I used to do it, I had, you know, young children around, and sometimes they would just be around, running around the house and making noise. And you know how it is, it's reverse psychology. If you ask them, will you please be quiet in the next 1 hour because I got to be online talking to our wonderful listeners, guess what? They make sure they make plenty of noise in the next 1 hour.
But that's good noise. It's happy noise.
Oh, absolutely. So some of the podcasts, when I listen to the podcast, it's like I get some of this background noise that comes from the kids and children. But it's just such a joy, as you said, to have that laughter and to have that, being alive in the background.
Yeah. Well, on the flip side of that, I'm still on chemo, and I've been pretty sick to my stomach, which is why I called in at the very last second. So if there's going to be that kind of noise, I promise I'll hang up first.
Like this? But it's okay. Actually,
there's all kinds of interruptions.
I made that with my lips. So this is actually best show. You really pointed on a good subject, and this is something that I really like to share with our listeners. You know, sometimes, you know, people call me for healing session, and it's all distance call, so I've never seen these people. I don't even know what, you know, the city or state or country they're calling from. So sometimes, you know, I get this email or I get this message say, well, I'm thinking of maybe not I should call you tonight because I'm not feeling well. So I always send them a reply. I say, that's exactly why you should call me, because you are not calling me to socialize. You're calling for healing process.
Yep. No, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. So yes, I'm healing along with everybody. So
exactly. So the whole idea is, and it's just our mindset that, oh, if I'm not feeling good, I shouldn't contact someone. But if I'm
right.
not feeling good, I should go to a health community to feel better. And they sometimes people, you know, just because of that mindset, they think, oh, okay, you know, I shouldn't be calling this person because I'm not feeling well, when really the whole subject is healing anyway. So.
Right. And healing and laughter are the two best things that we can be doing.
Exactly. So, as a reminder, based on what you said, and I'm glad you called, since you are not feeling well, and this is something I want to remind all of our listeners, and I've also heard this from many people who have shared that with me. When you are not feeling good, that's the time that you want to call into our programs, or you want to get a hold of one of our podcasts and start playing it. Because even we talked about it in the last episode, that I give you all sorts of good news about it, the spirituality and social media. The fact that the digital technology operates at a higher frequency vibration, it has a much higher potentiality to pick up the healing energy, to pick up that love, joy, peace, and compassion that God, divine, ascended masters, archangels, source, collective consciousness, whatever word resonates with you, it's constantly broadcasting throughout the whole universe. Because it's a good media to pick that vibration up, as you listen to this program, as you go through that healing meditation session that we will do in about 20 minutes or so, that energy is just going to work on you. And it's just going to help you, nourish you, charge you. And several times, you know, many people have told me that when they don't feel good and they decide to listen to the podcast, somehow they never last throughout the whole podcast, because before the podcast is over, they fall asleep. And when they wake up, they all feel refreshed and charged up. And I say, great. So I never say, oh, you mean these podcasts are so boring that you fall asleep because I have a monotonous voice? Or I talk about the same thing over and over again. It's like, great. That's exactly the intention of this podcast, to blast you with so much love, joy, peace, and compassion that comes directly from divine. And it's all around us, that it puts you into that relaxation mode, that rest mode. Your limbic system is calm, your center of nervous system is calm, your adrenal gland, your hypothalamus is calm, your heart opens up, your chakra systems get charged up, your acupuncture meridian lines get charged up. So you just calm down and fall asleep. And while you're asleep, that energy, because it has its own intelligence, it works on you and helps you to recover, helps you to recuperate, essentially charge you up.
I think it's wonderful, because what happens is when you're listening to one of these tapes, or tapes, you can tell how old I am, when you're listening to one of these podcasts, it happens in real time. And I bet this has happened to many listeners out there. I've accused Amin of setting up cameras in my home, because it seems like I've been going through some tough, some growth spurts, put it that way. And I'll look at Facebook in the morning, and there will be Amin posting, one of these podcasts. And it seems like it is exactly, if I cried out to God and said, help me with this specific thing, there's the podcast. So I'm just convinced he has cameras set up. But he explained, divine is like a satellite. And I bet this has happened for many people. And I've also been told that, like, if I do a channeling session for somebody, and we put it all on, and no, I'm not that old tape, we put it on a CD, the out-of-body person will say, put that on, And you don't even have to listen to the words, but it would be like ringing the doorbell. I'll know that you want me to come in real time. And then you could shut it off or just let the voice keep going, but I'll be communicating with you, and that's how you can learn to channel me. You know, I love being a medium, but you really don't need any intermediary. The divine is with us all the time. Everything, it's like Amin says, it's happening 24/7 around us all the time. And it's just there for us. So any of these things, especially with a higher vibration, everything is vibration. People who are out of body, these beings that are helping us out of bodies, archangels, they're all at a higher vibrational level. So as our technology goes to a higher vibration, it triggers it, and they work on us in real time. So I really don't think you have the house bugged, but, I mean, sometimes I wonder. I don't know.
That's beautiful because, you know, we always say that divine intelligence, divine energy is everywhere. And if we attune, synchronize our energetic vibration with that energy, then we can pick up information.
Right.
And because, you know, there is so much love involved here, and as you know, so much, and I care for you dearly. I could be sitting and working here, and all of a sudden, like, boom, you know, you pick some information. And as we do this type of practice, and we continuously, as you know, trust our connection to divine and trust ourselves, and build confidence on ourselves and our unique connection to divine, when those information comes, the logical mind is at ease, is content. It doesn't jump up and say, what the heck? What was that? Let me analyze the heck out of it. The logical mind says, oh, my body, the intuitive mind, just send a signal. And could you take care of that? I say, okay, sure. So you just, boom, you know, you take care of it, and it just takes a minute or two, and then you just go back to, you know, your daily activity, continue that. Because when that trust is there and that level of confidence we have developed for ourselves, we have developed that trust to ourselves and to our unique connection to divine intelligence, to divine energy, then the logical mind and intuitive mind are working together of harmony and balance rather than in a state of duality or contradiction. And know that, Marilyn, you have the same experience, that the relation between logical mind and intuition.
Right. It's so much fun just watching it all play out together. You get to a point where you just feel like you're in a state of grace, and the logical mind accepts all this and just watches all of this, and you just feel that it integrates. It totally integrates, and it doesn't go against the logical mind. And again, it isn't like, oh boy, a big phenomenon jump up and down. It really is integrated into every day, every breath. And just becoming aware of it is so much fun. It's really just so much fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm so excited to share two or three things with you, and then we can start talking about the subject. The first one is we broke our podcast record again. The last podcast we put out there, Spirituality and Social Media, it broke our record one more time, where we got 3,000 listeners in 2 weeks. And it was just amazing. And it's like, thank you for allowing us, Divine, to reach out to so many people out there who use social media, like a smartphone, Facebook, Google+, Twitter. They text, they send email, and so on and so forth, and are interested to know how to improve their behavioral pattern when they get a nasty text or email, or when they're about to send something that got them upset, and try to do that reprogramming of the thought, reprogramming of the emotion, stay objective, and send that love, joy, peace, and compassion with their text, with their email, with their, you know, post that they put on somebody's wall. On the other hand, if they get a nasty text from someone or a nasty email because the other person is upset or they're, stressed, just have compassion for them, love for them, joy and peace for them, so they can ask for, you know, sending healing energy to themselves, to that person. There's the silver cord between them and themselves and that person, asking for that support from divine based on our unique connection with divine. And that's just wonderful. It makes me so excited to know that our podcasts are becoming more and more popular and people love to get healthy, positive vibration in their life. So there's so much beauty to that. The second one is that the month of February, again, we broke one more record where we have 229 listeners per day. And it's just a wonderful way to allow divine intelligence, divine energy, share the information with us. They just love us. They just love to serve us. And at the same time, they keep on encouraging us to serve ourselves, to serve our body, our, you know, thought, our emotions, with that love, joy, peace, and compassion charged up. And it's just a wonderful way to put a podcast out there and then see we can help people with such a easy way to reach out so many people. So the favor I want to ask every one of you listeners, which is very important, the reason that I've got so many more listeners in the last month is because you are sharing it with your friends. You are sharing it with your loved ones. You not only you see the benefit of it yourself, but you also quite persistent and insist for your friends and your loved ones, and even some cases not so loved ones, to listen to it, and you share it with them. So I encourage you to continue that teamwork, because divine cannot do it by itself. Divine has to do it through you and I. I cannot do it by myself. I have to do it through divine and you. And you cannot do it by yourself. You have to do it through divine and us. So this is like a three-point system itself. It's you, divine, us, like a three-point system of healing, working together, and keep on expanding and expanding and expanding. So that's just so beautiful to see such a nice growth happening. And I just, you know, constantly so excited and dance about this topic. So it's beautiful. And the third one I want to share with you, which is kind of hilarious. Today's program is about the more you hate me, the more I love you. And we will break it down and talk about it. So I sent a couple of my friends a text. Say, you know, today's program is about the more you hate me, the more I love you. And I need to practice this. Do you mind sending me some hate, please? So I can practice and send you some love back in return. And then some of my friends reply, send me a text back, say, but we can't send you hate because, you know, it's so hard. I say, but you, I don't let you out of it so easily. You have to send me some hate. I thought you are my friend. You want to help me to practice. So finally, one of my friends sent this, 30-second video that he's sitting, you know, behind. I imagine this. He's sitting behind the desk with, you know, not shaved face. And it's like got all his, you know, knots on his face. And then he starts saying, you use bunch of F words. I just hate you.
I thought it was pretty funny.
And then at the tail end, he kind of giggles and say, was that good enough? when I got that video and I, you know, watched it, I was almost under the table laughing. It's like, I guess it did the job, because as much as you gave me those F words and then you said you hate me, I just laughed. I sent you so much love for doing this. Thank you so much.
That was
a hilarious experience that I had. Now, today's program, the reason that I picked this subject, and it was, you know, based on divine recommendation, divine intelligence, and divine energy recommendation, the more you hate me, the more I love you, is because whatever experience occurs to us, whatever happens in our surrounding that we are being influenced by it, or whatever happens internally within us that we are influenced by it, our attitude toward that situation makes the biggest difference. And if we have fully saturated ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, when that hate coming from others, it can be verbal, it can be emotional, it can be with new technology, textual, like through text, email, posting something on our, you know, social media page. Somebody tweet us something. Somebody send us a letter. And all different ways. Something hit us. And when something hit us, it's like let's say, for example, a ball. Now, I want you to use this imagination. Now, based on the amount of anger or the hate or the jealousy or other fear-based emotion that they send us, based on the intensity of it and the amount of it, you can imagine it to be, if I may say, a ping pong ball, a tennis ball, a racket ball, a soccer ball, a basketball, or even much, much bigger than all those balls that I mentioned. When that hits us, it's going to trigger something within us. Now, guess what? If we have fully served ourselves, saturated ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, and we are 100% filled with love, joy, peace, and compassion because we have cleansed our thought, cleansed our emotion, cleansed our, you know, physical organs from those self-destructive, fear-based emotions or thought. As that ball, based on its size, it hits us, there is nothing within us except for love to splash. And that's the beauty of it. And that's the key point here. Like, you know, you can go by a pond or by a pool or by a, you know, river, ocean, lake, whatever. Or even, you know, fill up the your kitchen sink or your, you know, bathroom, bathtub with some water and take a small piece of object and throw it in there and you see it happen. Make the object a little bit bigger. More splash happens. Now put some, let's say, you know, red color in that water in your bathtub or in your sink. When you throw that same piece of object, guess what's going to splash? If it's red color and it's changed the color of the water a little bit to red, it's going to splash red water. You throw that into a muddy water in a pond or a river or lake, it's going to splash is muddy water. Now, if that's a crystal clear water, when you throw that object into the pond or in your kitchen sink, I almost said chicken sink, in your kitchen sink or your bathtub, then guess what's going to splash? Crystal clear water. So that's the only thing I'm talking about. So when we really, from the bottom of our heart, on a daily basis, set our intention and practice that throughout the day. We remind ourselves, how did I set my intention this morning? Did I set my intention in a wishy-washy way? Or did I set my intention very clearly that I'm going to maintain myself in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion as much as be most charged up? Once we set that intention and we practice it throughout the day and night, regardless of the events or the events that happen within our body, for example, I may get a stomachache, I may get a headache, I am walking, I may hit my, you know, foot to a piece of furniture, I'm driving, I may get into an accident, and so on and so forth, or I'm, you know, perfectly in a good, happy mood and somebody who had a fight or argument with someone else the night before or right there and then 5 minutes before they met me, they just give it all to me. They just, you know, start yelling and screaming like there is no tomorrow. These things happen. And it's perfectly okay for them to happen. But when I have set my intention to be clear, and I constantly practice that love, joy, peace, and compassion, those fear-based reservoirs start transforming to their healthier counterpart, which means all that energy starts transforming to love-based energy. As that happens, those fear-based reservoirs, their volume, their amount of fear keeps on reducing to lower and lower and lower amount in our mind, in our emotion. My anger transforms to joy. My hatred and wanting to fight with people, you know, transfer to peace and wanting to get along with people. And as this transformation occurs in those emotional reservoirs, my thoughts become at ease, they become comfortable, they become serene, they become relaxed. My emotions are more, just like a little, are more pure joy, pure love, pure compassion, pure peace. So when someone throws those big balls of fear-based emotion at me, yes, I get hit by it. But just like that piece of rock that I throw in the pond, which is full of crystal clear water, the only thing that splashes is crystal clear water. In that case, when they throw that fear-based emotions at me, the only thing in me that splashes is just love. It's just joy, it's just peace, it's just compassion. It's so simple. And it all comes back to us. That when we intentionally decide for ourselves, how do I want to live my life? How do I want to experience life? Do I want to be objective, or do I want to be reactive? Do I want to just like hide in the middle of the air, just be thrown around by the wind, wherever direction it's going? Or do I want to be well grounded, stable? These are, you know, some questions that we need to ask ourselves intelligently. After we ask that question, come up with an answer. What do I like to have? I want to live. How do I want to react to people when they're shouting and yelling from the bottom of their throat at me? When we get the answer to those questions for ourselves, then we can very objectively plan it and start marching toward the way we want to be. I'm not talking about stopping our life just because I want to go and merge myself in love. No. It's like taking that love and merging everything I do in my life into it. This is like breathing. It's like drinking water. It's like eating food. So the idea of integration here is all about when I breathe, that quality of breath is just so much, it has such an intensity of love, joy, peace, and compassion in it. Because I set my intention to be that way. That it just clears everything internally within me. It just, you know, transform all that fear into love. Now, of course, it's very important to acknowledge that if, as I'm saying these things, if you guys say, oh my God, this is so simple, shame on me. No, 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 I don't want you to say that. Divine doesn't want you to say that. Because that's what we are in. We are all in it together. To learn how we like our life, to bring that quality based on our attitude toward ourselves, based on our attitude about what it is that we want, and apply that to ourselves, serve ourselves. If I say I like love, then I need to serve myself with love. What does that mean? It means if I get a headache, I say, oh, I have a headache. Head, I love you. The more you have ache, the more pain you give me, the more love I'm going to give you. Then start calmly, gently, touch my head, massage it. That could also be for the knee, for the ankle, for the stomach. It could be emotion. Somebody says something, I get pissed off. It's okay to get pissed off. It's really okay to get pissed off. But after I get pissed off, then I say, okay, I mean, you got pissed off. It's time to heal yourself. It's time to take that anger, take that fear, wrap it with love, and heal it. This is no different than me saying, okay, I mean, in the last 4 hours, in the last 5 hours, you just run around, put out a lot of energy, your stomach is growling, it's time to eat. So you sit on the table and you eat food. Or we run around, we do things, we get thirsty, then we drink. So we drink water. That love is the same way. Divine doesn't say to not have any fear-based emotion. No. Divine says it's okay to get angry. It's okay to get jealous. It's okay to experience these different types of fear-based emotion. But after you experience that, whether you choose to experience it for 5 minutes, hour, an hour, a day, a week, time to feed yourself now. In order to feed yourself, you need that love. You need that joy. You need that compassion to do it. What do you think, Marilyn?
There's so much truth in what you're saying. And I'm thinking while you're talking that, you know, we hear so much about kids being bullied at school, and usually if somebody is bullying somebody, they're being bullied somewhere else. You know what rolls down the hill.
Absolutely.
And the only cure is love. If you act defensive, if you get angry at the bully, if you try to beat up the bully, then the defenses get stronger. It's really about learning love, loving unconditionally. And, you know, I was thinking, too, while you were talking, somebody tipped me off that this would happen, and I was really surprised that it did. When I was diagnosed a while back with cancer, somebody told me that some people will act as if you're contagious. They'll take a giant step back. It's fear-based. They might even act angry at you because you got sick. You know, and it really talks about just the fear. It's not about the love. It just, the fear kind of blocks the love. And I've been able to, because a friend who had been through it told me about it, I was able to observe it and just respond with love. It isn't personal. And that's really what we have to remember. You mentioned something about somebody might have had a fight with somebody else and then they come in contact with us. Or we might have had something with somebody else and we come in contact with other people and we're grouchy. Most of what happens when something is negative, it isn't personal at all. It's just fear or, again, you know what, rolling down the hill. And the only way to respond is with love so that the fear can dissipate. And when the fear dissipates, there's no separation between us.
Exactly.
So I've learned not to take it personally and just feel such compassion for people who are acting that way. And, you know, I can go up and hug them and it's not catchy and they can get past it and it's okay. And it just expands everything. Everything just needs to expand and love is the way to do it. It's exactly the only way, the only way that's the only right answer that's right all the time.
So beautiful. Now, I need to ask you a favor, Marilyn. I need to ask you a favor, if I may.
Yeah.
Can you please send me some hate?
I can't. I think I could try forever and ever, and I couldn't do it. I can try.
I mean, I cannot practice this.
Oh, man. Wow. Where would I? I'd have to go outside and see if I can dig some up outside. I don't have any. Now, it's so funny because I realized, you know, it's funny. Like one of the podcasts that came up on a day that I was being hard on myself, you know, I'm going through chemo and I'm mad at myself that the house isn't cleaner and I'm not working more. And I'm thinking, what will it take to give yourself a break? And I listened to your podcast about not being angry at yourself. So I think if, like most of us, if I were trying to muster up some hate, I could probably find some and direct it towards myself, like most of it. But I couldn't direct it towards you. Couldn't do it. I'll try. When I find those cameras in the house, I will. But until then, I don't know.
you may be able to find a very, very good detective.
Uh-huh.
Who can come and they have all sorts of instruments. They can come and, you know, kind of scan the whole house. And based on that, they may be able to find some devices that have been placed in different places in your house that is sending some signals back.
Right. I sometimes suspect that. But you know what? Divine is smarter than any instruments that we can come up with.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point I was going to make. Find those type of detective who can, like, scan the house and find certain devices which are sending certain signal. It's already challenging to find those, you know, detectives. Now, imagine you got to find a detective who has a thorough knowledge of the divine equipment.
Right, exactly.
So,
he's going to have a hard time finding anything.
I'm looking, and imagine how does that advertisement, let's say, on these social media look like. It's like, I am looking for a detective who is able to detect the divine spy, you know, detectors.
Right. Because they're giving, I mean, all the dirt every day.
So if you happen to have that job qualification, please contact me because I need you to come by and scan my house.
No, and it's funny. That stuff has been happening all my life. I remember when I was a kid, I was at a party, and I fell down, and I thought I just hurt my foot, but it wasn't bad. And my mother, who was supposed to pick me up hours later, I think I was 15 years old, comes marching in and says, "Where is she? She broke a bone." And it's like, I didn't break a bone. I just tripped. You know, of course, we went straight to the hospital, and I came home in a cast. But the divine tapped her on the shoulder at home. She had one of those devices, too. You know, I couldn't get away with anything, so...
Oh, yes, you know, the mother-children love is so strong that, and it's part of that whole concept of collective consciousness, that often, because of that, you know, closeness in the synchronicity of the vibration, when, most often, when happens, the children, regardless of the distance, the mother knows.
Yeah, and that can happen,
you know,
with all relationships. Any,
oh,
you know,
yes.
Because we're all so connected.
Absolutely.
It's really amazing, and it's really wonderful, and it makes us realize that we're not alone. It's like, do you remember we did that podcast about talking about getting help, you know, asking for help and going through, you know, whether it's a physical challenge or an emotional challenge, looking up and asking the divine for help. And of course, what the divine will come in and help right away, and then there'll be manifestations on the physical plane to reflect that. It's always as above, so below. So
exactly.
As soon as we ask, you know, then we immediately are flooded on the physical plane, and that's where it's just amazing to start watching. That's when you really start thinking, oh my God, the house is burnt, you know. But the divine is always reflecting and sending us what we need, especially if we ask.
Yeah, imagine you get a text to say, my house is divinely bugged. I say, honey, what is it bugged with? It's bugged with too much love, joy, peace, and compassion. Can you please come and take some of this away? I'm getting an overdose.
I have to share something funny that happened yesterday. Yesterday was my husband Harry's 60th birthday, so he took the day off and we went out for breakfast. And we went to one of these really terrific, you know, family-owned, you know, breakfast places. And they use all kinds of different cups. So they bring him a cup of coffee. Nobody has said a word. They don't know, you know, it's his birthday. They bring him this cup with this giant 6-0 on it. It says 60. And underneath it says, never look this sexy. And we just both looked at the cup. And, you know, I said, you know, today is his 60th birthday. And she's like, what? And we just both look up and go, okay, we get it. You know?
Who picked that up in the back in the kitchen?
Yes, if something's going on, you know.
Yes.
And a few things happened yesterday, and we realized that his parents were coming through to let him know. Later on, a hummingbird came in the house.
Oh, wow. So beautiful.
And,
they're really coming to the house.
Oh, it was just amazing. There were things going on all day long, and it was just beautiful. But you can either, you know, either they can make a sitcom about it and think it's hilarious, or you can just watch it and just be shocked. But when you start to, it isn't like you start to expect things like this, but when you're living in that state of grace where you know the connectedness with the divine and with each and every one of us, we just smile and just, you know, how these things are going on. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I think you would have liked it better if the cup said 50, though.
yeah, but hey, you know, they picked it bullseye, 60.
Right, because when you saw the text, you thought it said 80.
Yeah, those are my, because I didn't have my glasses on, it's like, oh, really? He looks so good for 80.
Yes, for 80, he looks really good.
Like, wow. So if you are ready, let's take a commercial break. And usually, you know, when you have a program, then there is a commercial break and then the advertisement comes on. In our case, our commercial break is to go for a 20 minutes meditation and healing session. And then after that, we can come back and, you know, have a little bit conversation, see what else divine intelligence and divine energy has planned to share with us. Before we start our meditation, I'd just like to, as always, thank our wonderful friend Bert Griswold for, first of all, to produce the Earth Energy System graphics animation and also the audio that goes with it. And usually, because in that audio, all the Earth chakra systems, the plant kingdom, animal kingdom, water, mass, and life in it, the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, the weather system, communication on earth, and balance of life on earth, the nine chakra point on earth are played, if I may say, are recognized. It's just a beautiful, 11 minutes music that we play during our meditation. So I always love Bert Griswold for your work. And he's just an amazing, talented individual who is a very nice, person with a big heart, as well as a musician, artist, graphics animator, and also a spiritual person. He's quite well-rounded. So close your eyes. Of course, if you are in a place that you can close your eyes, either sit down or lay down or stand up, whatever you like to do. You are in your sacred space. Just very lightly close your eyes and become aware of your breath. set your intention that with every breath, based on our birthright, based on our free subscription, you are merging yourself deeper and deeper into that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Calm down the breath. Every breath is deeper than the other breath. Filled with your birthright. Love for you. Joy for you. For you and compassion for you. As you set your intention, merging yourself deeper and deeper into that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now you can slowly set your intention. You may change these phrases as you wish so it becomes most heartfelt to you. God, Source, Collective Consciousness, Divine, I set my intention to be the same and synchronized as your intention. I am your child. Living on earth, serving you and I. Please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart, and I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now that we said it, it's time to practice it. Welcome any thought as it arises. Welcome any emotion as it arises. Welcome any physical challenge or physical pain that you may. Recognize its presence. And then gently, calmly, objectively tell that pain, the physical pain, the emotional pain, the mental pain, I know you are here. I love you. I hold you. I kiss you. I hug you. the more intense of a pain you are, the more intense of a fear you are, the more intense I love you, the more intense I hold you, the more intense I squeeze you close to my heart. If you are new to this technique, to this practice, in the beginning, there may be so many different thoughts, fear-based thought, painful thought, so many different emotions, fear-based emotion, painful emotions, rushing like a flood. You may experience so many physical pain, rushing like a flood. And that may overwhelm you. It's okay. Acknowledge the fact that you are being overwhelmed. You know, in this life, we are not alone. We have so much support. We have so many support. We have so much help. We have so much assistance from the Divine. If all that thought, all that emotion, all that physical pain is overwhelming you because it's your first time that you're trying that, acknowledge being overwhelmed. Deep from the bottom of your heart, trust in your connection to Divine. Ask for support in your own language, in your own words. You can say, Divine, I am overwhelmed here. Will you please send me some support? Will you please send me some assistance? I need your help. And you can just relax, rest, and fall yourself back into divine arm. This is not a physical arm, is an energetic arm. Just laying down and letting go, expanding, opening yourself. Instead of contracting yourself and allowing those fear-based emotions continuously contract you. Consciously open yourself. Consciously set your intention to ask for support and trust yourself, trust your connection. Trust your heart. As you're doing this, if the thought of other people sending you anger, sending you hate, sending you fear-based emotion arise, again, acknowledge it. In order to work with something, we need to acknowledge its presence. Instead of playing blame game, then you can say, I know this feeling is here. I acknowledge the presence of this feeling. I acknowledge the presence of this love. But this time, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to love it. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to just, from the bottom of my heart, hug it. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? Why do you contract yourself so much when the opportunity for expansion is there? Move outside the tangle of hate. Live in love. Move outside the tangle of fear. Live in love. God, ascended masters, archangels, we ask for love, joy, peace, and compassion for every single listener who listens to this podcast live or archive. We ask for healing energy and our birthright, our free subscription to love, joy, peace, and compassion for every one of our beautiful, wonderful listeners throughout the globe, regardless of nationality, ethnicity, race, color, religion, any other differences, human or non-human, the animals, the plant kingdom, the life in water mass. We ask for our every single listener for healing energy, for our limbic system, center of nervous system, cortex, temporal lobe, pleasure center, liver, gallbladder, kidney, sternum for quality of blood, opening our heart, charging up our 14 acupuncture meridian lines, charging up our chakra. And now, if you know of some other organs that you like to ask for healing energy for that particular organ, you can ask for it, add it to the list. Request for support from Temple of Masters, Temple of Angels, sufficient knowledge for every single one of us from Temple of Knowledge, so we can learn how to find our way to merge ourselves 7 days a week, 24 hours a day in love, joy, peace, and compassion. Request for sufficient love and compassion for every one of us from Tree of Life. Request for assistance from Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Metatron during this meditation and healing session. thankful to yourself for taking the time to saturate yourself with love. And transform a lot of those fear-based emotions into love. Be thankful to your unique connection. And be thankful to the fact that this free subscription, this birthright that every single one of us have is available to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yum yum, how was it, Marilyn?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You know,
it's just, it's so nice. It's, you know, you need the reminder once in a while. All the time.
Absolutely. It's always good.
Yeah.
This friend posted something on our Healing Pack page on Facebook. And it's by Louis L. Hay. It's really interesting. It says, you have been criticizing yourself for years, and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens.
That's wonderful. Because...
Yeah, so, yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I just said it's so beautiful.
No, in our culture, we either resist or we're told to take a pill to make it go away or to numb it. And, you know, taking pain things, I mean, people need to do what they need to do, but sometimes we forget that we need to embrace it first, hug it, and do exactly what you're saying to do with it, you know, rather than just numbing it away. So it's a great reminder.
Yeah, because what happens is when we numb it, it's not transforming. It's just being stored.
Right, it sits there.
Our emotional body, in our thought body, and eventually, the more and more we numb it, it produces a physical signature on one of our organs.
Right.
So the idea, just like that idea we brought up about the muddy water versus crystal clear water, it's to allow that splash into the muddy water happen, whether someone else triggered it for us by them sending us hate, or something happens that we hated ourselves. It's like a rock, it's like a stone, it's like an triggers that muddy water. And absolutely, there's nothing wrong with muddy water either. It just needs to be transformed.
Right, it gives us an opportunity.
Exactly, it gives us an opportunity. And through that transformation process, as we always say with our intention, let those pain arise, and I filter it. So it's just a filtering process. It's a different way, but this essentially always goes back to the same approach. So let that muddy water splash as someone send us their hate, send us their anger, send us their fear, send us their jealousy. Acknowledge it coming to us. And when we acknowledge it, then objectively we can say, it's coming to me. I know it's here. What do I want to do with it? Now I want to transform it. I want to, you know, put it through that filtering unit of transform it through love, joy, peace, and compassion. I take that energy, which if I may say is a wasted energy, and transform it into a useful energy. Because when we transform that to a useful energy, our love, through our joy, through our peace, through our compassion, then the benefit is we stay charged up. We are most effective. We enjoy and appreciate those challenges. Some are tougher to appreciate. Some are not as tough to appreciate. We appreciate them and we keep on transforming them. And there is much beauty to that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. For me, it was learning this firsthand was doing the chemo. I was terrified of it and I looked at it as poison and then realized with your help and divine help that I didn't have to look at it as poison. I could welcome it. It was the muddy water I could dive into and hug and integrate and bless it and thank it for the good it's doing. And in the interim, I've learned how to be more settled and secure in my body by dealing with it, by integrating it rather than resisting it. And it's been quite a learning curve, and I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but I'll tell you, I wouldn't trade the learning curve.
And you're making the most quality, best quality transformation for yourself. If you like, you can share with our listeners some of your observation as you walk to these chemotherapy places, as you go there and everybody kind of expect you to be upset and angry and you're just going with laughter and being in a joyful state. What kind of feedback do you get or what kind of impression do you get from them when they see you acting, if I say, outside of the norm?
Well, first, the doctor accused the nurses of giving me water instead of chemo. And we have fun. A friend comes with me, or my husband comes with me. We have fun. And I also ask that I ask Divine that I could be of service wherever God chooses to put me. And I shared that with a nurse recently. I ended up channeling a little bit at chemo. And, I said, I didn't think to ask, to put specifications. Well, let it not be in the cancer ward. And she said, no, the nurse actually said to me that as a nurse, she asks God to put her wherever she could be of service, but she always answers, but not in prison. And that makes me laugh. But I never thought of that, so here I am in the cancer ward. But,
yeah.
There are a lot of people who I've seen, they put a smile on their face the best they can, and it's hard. It's physically very hard. There's no question about it. But if you integrate it, I feel like East meets West inside my body. We've been doing, I've been doing healing sessions with Amin, and it's been helping unbelievably with the side effects. And I decided, I was brought up to not take pills for anything. In a more homeopathic setting, you don't want to mask anything. If you have a cold, you don't take a decongestant. You let your body rid itself. Your body knows what to do. So the idea of a year of this heavy-duty chemo, to me, it just looks like a skull and crossbones and putting that in my body, oh, my God. But, if you integrate it, what I really focused on was being a spiritual being in a physical body, which means that the spirit is the one that dictates it. If I thought I was just a physical being trying to be spiritual, I think I would have been overwhelmed by the side effects and mostly by the fear. But we're here looking for a physical experience. So my soul, my spirit, in conjunction with asking, begging, however you want to look at it, divine, to integrate, to help me. And I've learned to ask for help. That's the other thing. I used to be one of these people who'd sit in the dark and not ask for help. If you ask for help with integration, it's amazing how much help we get. And so, I've heard the phrase that which you resist persists. So here I am faced with, I think I've mentioned this before. Surgery, I can deal with that. That's not a big thing. I was talking to God and radiation. Okay, I can deal with that. But chemo, oh, my God. God, that frightens me. That's such a challenge. And a light went off over my head. Oh, I understand, God. That's why. So I had the opportunity to integrate. And, it's a tough business. But, again, I wouldn't trade it with anybody. And I still have my whoopee cushion on reserve and my nose glasses because, your eyebrows fall out. So I have the Groucho glasses, too. So that oncologist better watch out. We have a few things up our sleeves.
That's
the kids, yeah, the family got me a big bag of tricks to play with people, you know, in the oncology unit.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I mean, that's the whole thing. And the other thing is you look around the room and we're all in it together. I mean, I look around and I don't know why somebody else. There was one woman who once looked around the room and asked each person, what are you in here for? What are you in here for? And I thought, oh, my God, it's like prison. I'm in for 5 to 10 for murder. I don't know. But, you know, people are looking to connect. And I found myself, without even realizing it, praying for the person next to me, praying for the person across from me. We're all in there, and we're all going through it, and we're all in the light of the divine. And you know what? There's joy in connecting. There's joy in connecting with other people. We don't have to be grouchy about it. You know, you sit there for 7-8 hours, you might as well not be grouchy and find ways to play. That and cookies, of course. You know?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing I extended the program today by 90 minutes. I'm sorry, by 30 minutes. Otherwise, we would have got caught off 30 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. Wow, you must be psychic.
And I just, first of all, I want to thank you so much to join us. It's just been a lovely surprise and lovely 90 minutes, you know, healing and beautiful meditation session, just jointly, you know, flowing in the divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion with many of our wonderful listeners who are with us live, and also with all of our wonderful listeners who listen to our program and the archive version throughout the globe. And I'd like to invite all of our listeners to check our website, healingpack.org, healingpack.org, and come and join us for our self-healing that we start April 14th via telephone. And if you have any questions or you like to recommend, suggest a program episode, just send us an email to help@healingpack.org. Also, if you go to Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Great Nonprofit, which we love to get your review at greatnonprofit.org, you can just search for Healing Pack, HEALINGP. No space. And you will find us, and please, please give us your review for our programs and podcasts. We love you all. Divine loves you, and we encourage you to also love yourself. Till our next podcast, be well, and keep on nourishing yourself with love, joy, peace, and compassion. Any last words, Marilyn?
Yes. Amin, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for reminding us. We always need reminding, and thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're so sweet. Love you all. Till our next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.